I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Two songs went by that fast, huh?
Yeah, that was quick, huh? Well, the songs are short now.
That's how I always feel. I'm like, I'm not done with this yet. Hold on.
1 second, I hear Maddie Poppy, our version of Neil Diamond, everyone. Right?
And this was Maren Morris. The
All right. Anyway, by the way, Jane searches far and wide for these new artists that she brings onto the station, and I give her a lot of credit. She does work. She goes and sees them. She's trying to find songs that not everybody's playing and that maybe they'll end up trying to steal from us, but sorry.
And oftentimes we're the first station that plays them.
Ed Sheeran's ours, punks.
we
found
are
that
first.
Guy. I mean Jane, but you know.
What's that Ray J, Bryn? What's the Ray J? I hit it first. Oh, I hit it first. Oh.
That's us. We hit
Ed Sheeran first.
No sloppy seconds over here, baby.
Man, he is one of the big stars in that movie Yesterday.
Ray J?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I was gonna say, wait,
Ray J?
What?
No. There you go.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's like a producer.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he plays himself, right?
He does. He plays like the best songwriter in modern history.
Yeah. He wants to change the song from Hey Jude to Hey Dude.
Right.
Like we haven't been doing that since we were children.
Right.
Whatever.
I was reading that he is going to have and I don't know if this is true, Marcus.
Star Wars?
He's going to have a cameo in Star Wars.
That's not going to happen.
Ed Sheeran.
That is not going to happen.
The new one that's about to come out.
The new one, yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
Which is coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
The 20th, right?
Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Christmas release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They won't do that. I mean, they saw what happened with the Game of Thrones debacle.
There's Ed Sheeran the whole time.
Hard. Although, a big redhead, he does look kind of like an alien on the movie if they throw him in there.
The voice you're hearing is our friend Marcus. Sarah's out sick.
Yeah.
Which is, it's certainly my worst nightmare to have a week off, come back from it sick, and then be like, I need another day.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like, oh, come on! So I know she's not stoked, but she did have to take a day. So listen.
Well, none of us like to be out.
No.
We all get bummed out.
Especially
when
we've got 2 weeks off coming up for Christmas too. So I'm like, we just had a week off for Thanksgiving. We got 2 weeks for Christmas.
Boy, that was some good contracts. That's a nice agent, baby.
Thank you, SAG-AFTRA.
Thank you to the listeners.
Yes.
Is more like it. Anyway, we do appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening. Marcus is in to do trash. I'll do some news for you. We've got some songs to play. We're going to do the best show we can for you. We're live, so.
We're good.
All right. You say. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah,
before you hit your trash, we are looking for spring interns right now. So if anyone wants to do it and can receive credit, we do pay. And it's early in the morning, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. So use that at RadioAlice.com. It's all you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Are we getting that trash thing?
Let's do trash. Okay,
we don't have a sponsor, so just go right in.
All right, cool. Well, Kesha is...
Oh, by the way, it's 208.
Thank you.
Or 616.
Pick your reality. It's a video game. All right, so Kesha is going to be appearing on Alice in Wonderland this week, right?
Yeah, she is.
Thursday.
Tickets at 9 o'clock.
You know what? This is the negative part about pop music, is because the melodies tend to be really simple, so the singers don't get a chance to really show off the voices.
And she's got a voice.
She
too.
Can sing her butt off.
Right.
But what do you want though? Do you want a hit song or do you want a song where you can do vocal gymnastics?
Well, you can do both.
Yeah.
If the producers allow it. I mean, Whitney Houston had a long career, crack infested. But it was a long career.
But the kids don't like it nowadays. The kids just like two, notes back and forth. You know, it's not even like
it's old pop music. Has the Beatles,
very simple,
way back to the beginning. Pop music, even all through the 60s, 70s. Yeah, there are artists who did elaborate, you know, 7 and 10 minute songs, but the ones that hit are the pop 3 minute.
Give them a hook. Well, Kesha is getting everybody all excited about her forthcoming beauty line by joining forces with one of the most famous YouTube makeup artists and beauty influencers around, the one and only...
Olivia Jade.
Yes. No. James Charles.
Is Olivia Jade the one? That's
the daughter. Right? Yeah.
They got cut from Sephora.
Right.
Yeah.
Kesha and James collaborated on a video in support of her new line, Kesha Rose Beauty, which officially launches tomorrow. Oh. She says, I am very, very excited. I literally grew up listening to your music. That's what James says to her. He tells the makeup-free Kesha before he got started on her makeup look.
How old is this guy?
Don't know.
You know, he is 20 years old, and this is how I was looking him up right now. And he, in 2016, he became the first male ambassador for CoverGirl. And we had talked about this, couple years ago.
That's right.
So that's how we know who he is.
Wasn't he in the commercials, too?
Yeah, I believe he was.
Okay. Yeah,
he has 16.2 million subscribers, net worth of 12 million, and total views on his videos, 1.7 billion.
This is a YouTube person, then.
Boy, yeah. Our intern, I was like, do you know this person? She's like, yeah, I know that.
In so, the wrong damn
20
business.
Years old.
Say that name. Well.
James Charles.
James.
I know exactly who this guy is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
He is.
And I'm not even kidding. He's beautiful.
So Kesha's coming out with her own makeup, huh?
Yeah, man.
What if that's like a lot of sparkly stuff or something?
It probably will be, but it's named after a Kesha song. And looks like, well, here's a quote from her. I feel like I've had so many kinds of makeup on my face for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved makeup. I love color. I love playing. A lot of my influences are actually men who use makeup totally incorrect. I don't know why I did the deep voice for her, but whatever. I'm really inspired by people that utilize what they want, how they want. Kesha reveals that she isn't a makeup expert, but she's learning and loving it. I've had my face be the canvas for a lot of makeup, so I know what makes you break out, what glistens on camera. I feel like I've been a test subject for every kind of makeup. The end. So be on the lookout for Kesha's new line. It's called Kesha Rose, everybody.
I'm looking at her Twitter right now. It says, can't wait to see you at Alice in Winterland with Alice Radio this Thursday, December 5th.
Wow.
A few more tickets just got released. And then she gives a link to get yours here.
Oh, whoa.
So this James, what does he go by?
Charles.
James Charles?
Because
apparently his last name's Dickinson. But
I wonder if that's his middle name. James Charles Dickinson.
Quite the pompadour going there.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Tall hair.
I prefer a natural look, but do your thing, dude.
Well, you were reporting recently that a lot of men are doing makeup these days.
This is very retro 80s. Remember in the 80s, a lot of guys were wearing
makeup. Oh, I wore makeup.
Yeah. What'd you wear?
I wore eyeliner. And sometimes I put on more. But it was because I thought I was going to be a band guy.
Mm.
And I thought I was David Bowie.
I
never once practiced my instrument like in any kind of real way.
You just went for the look.
Yeah, he's just a poser.
We had a band. We were gonna be a band. I play guitar. I was gonna, but yeah, it was the look. And then I can't keep this crap up.
Did you go to the drugstore or the makeup place and buy your own makeup, or did you steal your mom's?
No, at the mall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I was too scared to wear makeup, man. I'd have definitely gotten beaten.
Oh, that was at a time, too.
Definitely would have gotten beaten.
When the gay epithet was hurled without issue.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was a hard recipient of that many times.
Oh, man.
Guess what?
What?
We got a surprise performance coming to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. I want to know about this.
Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're not going to let that kid take the summer off, huh?
No.
Or the winter off, whatever. That kid's been on tour for 2 years.
She's getting people paid, Benny. So they'll never let her stop working. On Monday morning, the 17-year-old whisper pop starlet announced she will be inviting Bay Area fans to join her for a one-of-a-kind show at an undisclosed San Francisco venue Wednesday.
Now, do you know where it is, Marcus?
They are not saying. It's an undisclosed location. So
you know what
I'm
thinking is... I'm looking at her Twitter to see if there's any clues.
Mm.
I'm wondering if it's going to be like at, Apple or Facebook or, YouTube, whatever else we have here.
That would actually kind of make sense.
Yeah.
It's easy to sneak the show set up there and all that stuff because it's private. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Pandora.
I'm actually surprised, really surprised, Google and Apple. Well, Apple's been in the music biz, but they haven't gotten artists, their own artists. I guess maybe that would be seen because of iTunes as a conflict. I'm not sure, but I don't know why Google or all these... I don't know why they haven't gone into radio and hired radio people and said, we're starting a label, our own.
It's
Let's
gonna
do
happen.
It.
It's
I don't know why, but what are they waiting for? They're sitting on mountains of cash.
Yep. Sure.
They've bought up all the land in the area. You might as well use the land and start a record label and start doing it yourself.
I mean, pretty soon, Netflix is going to do the same thing. They're going to just buy movie theaters just like that. It's inevitable that this stuff happens. It's inevitable. So
I know our boss...
Everybody.
MM in the corner.
Yeah.
He's fielded many offers from the big
Oh my god.
The big ones.
I bet.
He just wants to do what he wants to do though.
Sure. Well,
they're going for it.
He's king at it.
You have to be 16 and over to get in to see a show. Now, it looks like
this is for Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Yeah, it looks like the link has closed, so there's no more folks going to be able to apply for it. But yeah, be on the lookout for Billie Eilish. Winners will be selected at random, and they will receive an additional plus one ticket for a friend. The submission deadline was yesterday. Guests must be at least 16 to enter, etc. It's unclear what the unique aspects of the performance will entail, but Eilish's latest chart-topping single, Everything I Wanted, does have unsettling ties to the city. I did not know this. Meditation on fame and identity. The lyrics center on a disturbing nightmare Eilish had about stepping off the Golden Gate Bridge and no one noticing or caring as much as she thought they would.
Oh, wow.
I'd say that's
dark.
A fairly dark...
That is very dark. She was on Jimmy Kimmel last week, and she just kind of shows how young she is. Well, he actually kind of points out a couple things. So she's 17.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But... Come on.
Michelle says that when you enter to win the Billie Eilish tickets, the terms and conditions say it's sponsored by Apple.
Oh, it is. There you go.
Interesting.
I love the fact that she's that young and everybody's up in arms about who she doesn't know. But you know what? It bothers me, too, when people don't know certain people. Maybe bother is the wrong word, but it makes me feel some kind of way. If you don't
I think we come from the music business in a... sort of way.
Yeah.
And I feel this. So my kid has heard Prince and has heard the Beach Boys and has heard Bob Marley.
The Go-Go's.
And there are times when she'll go, oh, like Bob Marley? And I'm like, nobody's like Bob Marley, honey. Nobody.
No
you
one.
Need to understand there are certain artists that are up on the mountaintop.
Upper echelon.
And then you can like Justin Bieber if you got to. But nobody's like Bob Marley.
Still playing Bieber?
Bieber loves it. Absolutely loves it. Loves The Descendants, which is a movie on Disney that you can't believe is even happening.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this movie?
It's its own thing. It's apparently the kids from, like, Maleficent's kid is going to school.
Oh, what? Right,
that's
right,
The
right,
Descendants.
Right.
You have Disney Plus?
And they do. No, this is these are just movies that are out. But they are at school, and they're young kids, and they're good and bad, and they do songs and dances and... It's unwatchable, but she loves it. She loves it. Anyway, one more story, and then we'll take a break and get back with news.
Speaking of that Billie Eilish thing, you know, Wolfgang Van Halen actually tweeted about it. And he goes, if you haven't heard of Billie Eilish, go check her out. She's cool. If you haven't heard of Van Halen, check them out. They're cool, too.
Good for him.
Music is supposed to bring us together, not divide us. Listen to what you want to, and don't be ashamed of not knowing what you like.
Amen.
Good job, Wolfgang.
He's 17 years old. She barely knows any other music anyway.
She'll
probably
get to
know all of her own songs yet. Mariah Carey, speaking of being around for a little while.
Are you calling her old?
I'm not saying she's old, but she's just been around for a little while.
Yeah, she broke at 19 or something like that, right?
True.
The 49-year-old Chanteuse is so devoted to the holiday, she says she has even more Christmas spirit than her own 8-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, with ex-husband Nick Cannon. Carrie shared 10 of her Christmas essentials, rattling off a list of her favorite things to do, like blasting holiday tunes 24/7, traveling to Aspen, Colorado, and cooking for 3 days straight. That's what she says in a new video. Now, people don't believe that I cook, by the way. This is Mariah. Uh-huh. They think I'm lying. I'm trying to hit a note like Mariah.
Keep trying, buddy.
It's relaxing me because I'm not thinking about business. I got to give that up. I'm not thinking about it. It is hard to do. I'm not thinking about anything else, though. She does admit she has a sous chef to help her. I read that as to cook the food for her.
Oh my god!
Say what you want. Hey, that Mariah. One song that she's got, the Christmas song,
All
is
for
a
Christmas.
Hit.
Yep.
Oh, well, it's the when was there? It's literally the latest Christmas classic, and there isn't one since then.
Yeah, she set a record just last week.
There what was the record?
I forgot what the numbers was, but she has the most plays for.
Yeah,
that
is a hit.
Like,
that's a good song.
God.
Yeah. I like it.
That's a one hit. I wouldn't mind having that one hit as my one hit wonder.
Well, at least it keeps coming back every year, right?
Yeah.
All right. So listen, Sarah's out. We're in. We're live. It's Marcus, Vinny, Bryn's here. Yuzat Vaughn is in the other room. Mm-hmm. So I guess that means we're on camera. You can check the looking glass. We're going to break and come back with music and news after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 2:08 on Tuesday.
6:42.
Okay. I don't know why our clocks, but it's the issue is that I don't even know where we are in terms of how long we can keep going. I got my watch. I'm good.
Let's just go.
Just we'll put just my watch down. Do. Oh no, it went.
I'll give you a sign, man.
Enter passcode. Okay. Oh, 6:42, everyone.
Yay!
Anyway, Sarah's out. We are here live, though. We've got Marcus in with us, so we're gonna try and do a show for you. Hopefully, you'll like it and stick around. We've got Kesha tickets coming up because Winterland is this Thursday, so if you want to come party with us, we'll do those tickets just after 9 o'clock. All right?
Yep.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. You get the app, then you listen to the show, and then you turn the app off and you go find something else to do the rest of the day. But radio.com.
Just keep it on all day.
Sure. I mean, you could do that. That's true. My bad.
It's okay.
Listen to Lexi. She's a nice lady, too.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Today is Giving Tuesday, everyone. Sometimes stuff comes around, and I feel like I just haven't been on the same planet as everyone. Do we know Giving Tuesday? Is
what
that
is it? That?
Never heard of it.
Never.
I have heard of Giving Tuesday, and the only reason I know that is Facebook. So I did make a donation this morning.
I have no idea.
You never heard of it either. Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's a donation.
I did a Toys for Tots $50 donation.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So Giving Tuesday, which is today, and I truly had to look it up because I've got the story in front of me and went, I never even heard of this. Giving Tuesday, often stylized as hashtag Giving Tuesday for the purposes of hashtag activism, refers to the Tuesday after U.S. Thanksgiving in the United States. It's a movement to create an international day of charitable giving at the beginning of the Christmas and holiday season. I'm all for it.
Sounds great.
Just never heard of it
ever.
Until right now.
Well, and we have to label everything, don't we?
I guess.
I also feel like there's just now there is a day for everything.
There is.
And we don't know anything until Root Canal Wednesday, everybody.
Well, a lot of times I go to the occasion dates to see it's donut day, it's coffee day, it's ridiculous. Chocolate ice cream day, given today, there's probably 20 other things going on. Easily. So silly.
39% of us have donated because someone we knew asked us to, which is, look, I like to make donations. I often feel like at the grocery store when they're all, I feel like I'm on a stage because there's a line of people behind me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't, because I always go like, look, I make donations.
Yeah.
I very generous donations to causes that I... But right,
that are important to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you actually tell them that?
I don't. Okay. But I'm in my own head. Yeah, like, look, I make donations. You're making me look bad here right now, but I can't,
I do every time.
You do?
Every time?
I say no with my chest out, baby.
I do. And I also, like, if there's, especially around Thanksgiving, Christmas, I haven't seen it this year yet, though, at my supermarket, they do you want to donate a bag of groceries to someone? And that's like 20, 25 bucks. And I always go, yes, of course I would. But at the pet store.
So it works.
Well, it works for me because, I'm not rich, but I feel fortunate. And if I can afford to give 20 bucks here and there, then that's cool. But at my pet store, when I take Ella, now they're asking for donations for, I don't even know.
SPCA
or
something like that.
Humane Society. Yeah,
right.
And I always go, yes.
Oh. see.
So they get me. They get me.
You got to pick those things
and
wisely.
That's that Catholic guilt or something.
Today is Giving Tuesday, everyone. 95% of us have donated time or money to a charity at some point in our lives, and that's a good number. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be 100, but, you know, there's always somebody who's like,
I just don't want to be guilted into giving.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
And the Salvation Army ringers, so I donate there, too. God, I should save my money.
Well, I do. Look, I'm telling you, and often grocery stores are one, because because I never go out. Grocery stores are one of the places where I meet a lot of our listeners. Mm-hmm. So often,
I agree.
I am in the line. I know I'm on the stage, and I know someone from our audience is behind going, Oh, that bastard keeps every penny.
That cheap mofo.
It's not the case, but I do. Man.
They make you feel guilty, especially when they announce how much you've given at the register over the loudspeakers. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, customer Marcus, for giving 25 cents to Cancer Research. And it's just, it's embarrassing.
25 cents?
That is embarrassing, dude.
It is.
88% of parents actively encourage their kids to be generous and donate. I think that's something for sure that needs to be passed on. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Anyway, it's Giving Tuesday. So if you hadn't heard of it, neither had I. But now we all have. So maybe there's a...
If you can, do.
An opportunity to teach your kid to be generous. And maybe you've got an opportunity to do it yourself.
And even if it's
too.
Not money, Vinny, maybe it's time. If you can,
you know what's weird?
Put a little time out there for some needy charity.
So we've always done a lot for Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. That's something that we started way back. My dad was a Marine, and so it's super cool to do that. I always thought it was neat to sort of honor him and do good for our community. And we've always done these gigantic things, and that slowly over time it's changed shape.
Yeah.
And this year it's more of a thing we're aiming at the concert, the Winterland show.
To bring, if you can, bring an unwrapped toy for a child there, all ages, but they're looking for 8 to 17 boys and girls. Mm. The Marines will be on site. They're bringing their dogs.
Oh, cool. The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. And so that's going to be there. Today, Bananas at Large, Alan Rosen is going to be in to bring in, bring in toys and instruments.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to specialize tomorrow, Morgan Hill, to pick up bikes.
I got a text this morning at 6:20 from my guy Jim at Deluxe.
Oh, good.
Vinny, I hope you're well. Just checking in to see if you need some skateboards for the toy drive. As always, just let me know. Have a great day.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Excellent.
And that's perfect, Vinny, because we have Eden Bicycles from Castro Valley that is coming in on Monday to bring helmets. So we'll have helmets for kids for the bikes. And if Jim can do the skateboards,
they always have this year because things got weird. And I've also been a little distracted with some stuff at home. So I wasn't able to sort of track them down. But there he is stepping up. So... The guys at Deluxe make skateboards.
Excellent.
And if you're buying one this season, the brands they make are Crooked and Anti-Hero and Real and Thunder Trucks and Spitfire Wheels. So buy those brands because they've been supporting us for
20 years.
forever.
Yeah.
Excuse me, it's not 2:08, it's 6:49.
Correct.
Let me get to another story. Unbelievable. Popular baby names. What is your grandson's name?
Roman.
Roman, not on the list.
That's good, though.
Liam's at the top.
Yeah, that's a popular name.
My daughter sits next to a Liam, but there are two Liams in the class.
Uh-huh.
So that's whenever that happens.
It's a solid name.
In my school, it was always Jennifer's or Michelle's that had to have the last letter attached to their name.
Jennifer J.
There were always three or five of them in there. But Liam's very popular. Oliver, Theodore, Declan?
How do you spell Declan?
D-E-C-L-A-N. Babynames.com calculated the most popular baby names of the year based on often expecting parents adding them to their favorites list. Declan makes the list. Henry is solid. I like the name Henry. It's also there.
That's a classic name.
You can call Henry Hank.
Right.
Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
If we had had a boy, I would have wanted Henry.
Really?
But the missus was all about the name Miles. And I couldn't argue against that. I love the name Miles. So, and you know why? So I'm like, oh, Miles, a musician. I would love that. She's like, no, it's for running. What are you talking about?
That's right.
I'm like, that has nothing to do with Miles. You know, mile.
It can mean different things for different people.
Clearly it
for
does.
Driving, duh. Yeah.
Well,
all the miles
kilometer. Kilometer. It's his name. Kilometer.
Kilo for short.
Go wake up little leader.
Miles for running. For women, or sorry, for little girls, Charlotte's number one. Yeah. Amelia,
oh,
Violet, Arya.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Is Daenerys on there?
Ava, Olivia, Vivian, I like that. Yeah. Hazel and Nora all are on the... Babynames.com is where you can go for this list. And if you're expecting, I know that feeling where you... That when my second kid was born, I was in the hospital surrounded by papers and I was like... feverish trying
charts.
To figure out like okay here's the latest list.
Did you have names already?
I had a bunch of names, and then I some names came up in the moment because of some songs that we're playing and all this stuff, and then and then the missus was truly like, look, you want to name the kid Ripley, name the kid Ripley, I'm okay with it. And I have this guilty conscience, like if I name her Ripley, as soon as it's locked in, everyone's going to go, he did it.
It's
what's wrong
fault.
With Ripley, though? That's a cool name.
I think
name.
It's a great name, but I didn't
Rip.
Do it.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
It can
well,
be kids are mean. And
I, well,
kids
that's,
would.
So in the end, I was like, okay, if I'm the only one on the Ripley train, then I should not do Ripley.
Man, you should have hit your boy. I'd have been like, nah, let's go Rip. Let's go Rip. Love that name.
But Edie's a great name.
Edie's great,
great
too.
Name.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys have sent in a few things, so here's what you had to say. 415 says, Vinny, my 14-month-old made a parkour course in our living room. Up the ottoman, onto the rocking chair, and over the couch. Fearless little guy. And scary for us parents. That's my Edie.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, 415 here, Vinny, says Elvis Costello's real name is Declan.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
All right. It's a cool name. I just, I'm surprised to see it in the top 10 list.
Declan Ripley sounds kind of cool.
Ripley is a cool, you know what Ripley's from?
I Call Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great name.
I love that movie, and that character is such a badass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's what that was from.
Good call.
By the way, have you seen... I shouldn't do this now. We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask you.
Are you going to remember?
Yeah, I will. I'll ask you on the other side. I hope you love movies and
of
entertainment.
Course,
okay.
Yes.
I'll ask you about that and we'll play some songs after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.